Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com. Or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dentally Speaking. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. This is episode 383. I think we have a good show for you today. In the studio with us is the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, Keith Carlos. Before we get to him, though, let me just mention that if you want to watch the show, and by the way, if you do that, there are about 30, 40 pictures of Keith in various stages of undress. that we were able to get from the show. And you go to ustreamtv.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and click on the word watch, type in Dentally Speaking into the search bar, and there you are. You'll see us. Okay. Now, also, if you'd go to our office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us, we'd like that. And let me just remind people that our fifth annual Dentistry from the Heart event is taking place this June 12th, and we still need dentists, and we need dental hygienists. So if you're one of those, or you know one of those, please call us at 262-9588, because we would like to get you signed up. What Dentistry from the Heart is a charity event where everybody that comes gets free dental care, fillings, extractions, and cleanings, okay? That's June 12th. All right, so let me just welcome Keith. I just need to, let me just read you a little bit about his bio, as soon as I can find it. There's a little backstory there. But anyway, so, all right, think I got it, yeah. Oh, no, I don't have it. Here we go. Let's try this again. Technology, isn't it wonderful? Oh, great. Okay. It's too small for me to read. Tell you what, Keith. I'm trying to do this on my cell phone. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Keith.
Hey, how you doing? Well, as you know, I'm Keith Carlos.
Right.
I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm a Purdue grad.
Yeah, we won't hold that against you.
Yeah.
Especially since the you beat the Buckeyes when you were on the team, right? One of the years?
Yeah, we actually did beat them my junior year.
Okay.
But y'all actually beat us here my senior year. So
okay.
I still have a chip on my shoulder about that.
So we got back at you.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, and then from after Purdue, because you were a JUCO transfer, so you went to a junior college.
Yes.
Went to Purdue for 2 years.
Yes.
And then you went where?
I went to the Philadelphia Eagles as a free agent.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. And I spent camp there, got hurt, and then I spent the whole next year trying to make another team.
Okay.
And from there, that's when I started getting into the modeling and acting while I had that time off and I was healing. Then I got the opportunity again to go play with the New York Giants.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So, my road has been a very bumpy one.
I've seen some scars.
Yeah.
He's got a few scars. And so, what position do you play?
I'm a wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver, yes.
Okay. So, wide receivers typically are taller. 6'2", you're 6'2".
Yeah.
So that's like middle of the road for wide receivers, right? Aren't they looking more normally for like 6'5" above?
Nowadays, yeah, you have to be about 7 foot.
7 foot? Yeah. I want to be 7 feet someday.
Right, me too.
So how long did you stay with the Giants?
I was with the Giants for a year, actually.
Okay.
Then I, once again, tore my hamstring, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that actually opened the door for me to go on America's Next Top Model and pursue my dreams of becoming a model and actor.
So you always wanted to be a model and actor, but you went through the NFL to get there.
Yeah, basically that's where my heart was, my passion was with sports, and I kind of just stuck with it, and, you know, God has his funny ways of showing you where he wants you to be.
Now, I have to apologize because I should have looked this up, but I didn't. When you were on America's Next Top Model, You were the only guy, right? You were competing against a bunch of women?
Well, it was six guys, six girls.
Oh, they did the boys against girls thing.
Boys against girls, yes.
And nobody knew if it was going to be a guy or a girl win.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, how was that? Did they keep you guys separated?
No, we was all together in one house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like the real world.
It's almost like a Big Brother or something.
Right, right.
An episode of Big Brother.
Yeah, so there was a lot of drama involved. All the real good, juicy stuff they really couldn't air, but, you know, I had an amazing time.
Did they have hidden cameras?
Oh, yeah.
Show up later.
Yeah, we had cameras everywhere following us in the morning times. We're mic'd up 24/7.
Really?
Cameras all throughout the house, so you don't miss a beat.
So how did you get selected for that?
I didn't have the traditional route, you know, going out to these castings with thousands of people. I basically had a PR who knew one of the casting directors, so she sent over a headshot, and Tyra and the producers loved me, so they kind of, you know, just got me on Skype, and I had a bunch of Skype interviews, and I did it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just a headshot. Not the six-pack abs shot.
I'm sure there was a couple of those thrown in there.
So you think they threw some of that in there, too?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so you want to be an actor, too.
Yes.
Do a lot of models become actors later, or is it usually the other way around?
It depends on the model and what they really want to do with their careers. But me personally, always wanted to be a movie star and, you know, be seen in a movie and whatnot, but it's something that I'm tackling right now. I'm actually working on a film.
Really?
Two actually. That's coming out soon. One's a Hollywood Tragedy.
Okay.
And I start shooting for that in July, and the other one I can't speak about yet.
Oh yeah, can't. It's the Keith Carlos story.
Yeah.
The untold version.
Right.
Is that the one where we're going to have all the dental work footage?
Of course. Yeah, it's called the Naked Truth.
In fact, let's talk a little bit about dentistry.
Okay.
You came to town. You flew in from L.A. yesterday because we're going to do a whole bunch of dental work today. Are you nervous?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you are nervous. A little bit?
Yeah, I'm nervous. Nervous, scared. Excited, happy, all mixed into one.
Because you know this. Well, you know you'll be healthier, right? And I know it's funny because when we were talking and we were trying to work around your schedule, because you're also in for a charitable event.
Yes.
And I was thinking we could maybe do this over two or three appointments. And each time I said, you know, this is going to be a lot of work. You want to spread this out? You said, no, this is why I came. I came to get my teeth fixed, right?
Right, right.
Okay, because that's very important.
Most importantly, yes, my health.
Yeah.
There. Yeah.
So, you also have a toothache.
Right now, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I have a huge hole in my tooth.
But it turns out you have other cavities that weren't bothering you, and so you thought you were healthy except for maybe one tooth, am I right?
This is right.
Yeah. So, to me, that's a very important point. And I've made it on the show before, of course, 382 other shows. But people walking around right now who haven't seen a dentist, specifically me, and they think they're fine because nothing hurts, the answer to that question is, you're wrong.
You're wrong, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you saw some really big holes on the x-rays, remember?
Yeah,
Big black spots where you're like within a hair's thickness of the nerve, meaning another root canal and stuff.
Yeah, like a lot of people don't even know that, you know, their teeth is, you know, in a bad state because it doesn't hurt, like you said.
Yeah.
Because cavities don't hurt until it's time for a root canal or it hits the nerve. But it's fortunate that you found it, and we're going to take care of it.
Yeah, we're going to take care of those before it becomes a big deal. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is Dentally Speaking, and today we're speaking with Keith Carlos, the first male winner of America's Next Top Model. When did that particular show finish up?
Like, we finished up, well, I actually won December 5th.
Okay, that was when it was on air?
Yeah, 2014.
14, okay.
Yeah.
So it's been 5 months now.
5 months.
What's changed in your life since then? I'll tell you what.
Ooh.
Hold that thought, because it looks like it's going to take you longer than we have. But no, I want to hear that. It's just we're going to do that after the next in the next phase.
No problem.
Which is going to be, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day here soon. So you may want to remember that Keith Carlos, who is the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, by the way, it's a hit show on the CW. He also played football in college at Purdue. He played football in the NFL, first with the Eagles and next with the Giants. And he's flown in from L.A. to have me do his dentistry, all right? But before we do the contest, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind you that this week, just like last week, everybody's going to be a winner. So we have four listener lines, and all four of you are going to win something. One will win free flowers, and all four are going to win a raffle ticket to be entered into a drawing that's being held on July 25th by the Tri-Village Lions Branch Club for a quilt. And all of the proceeds are going to my very own blanket, because last week we had Jessica Hollins on the show. And now she's the CEO of that. All right, so the question of the day is, my guest today, Keith Carlos, A, is the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, the hit show on the CW. B, played football in college at Purdue. C, played football in the NFL. D, flew in from LA for me to do his dentistry. Or E, all of the above. All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, a lot of people ask us if we're accepting new patients. They know we've been in business for 34 years and assume we're not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. We do accept new patients. After all, if we're doing our job correctly, we get our patients healthy, so all they need are routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. That leaves us free to take care of you. So yes, we do take new patients, and we would love to take care of you, your family, and your friends. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yay! I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
ただいま、あなたのお気に入りの番組からドクター・クビッコのデンタリースピーキングをお送りしています。
Tell him make me a grill. I might be grilled out nicely. Oh. In my white tee. Oh. On South Beach. Oh. When I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming. Gleaming. I stay open. Let me see your grill.
Let you see my grill.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. We are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. On the phone with us, we have Sarah, Rebecca, or no, is that Roberta, Lorianne, and Karen. And how about, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Pick a number from 1 to 4, Keith. You got to do it on audio now. You got to say 1, 2, 3, or 4.
All right. 3.
Okay, good. You can't hold up fingers. Lorianne. All right, Lorianne, are you there?
I am here, yes.
And today's question was, tell me about, basically telling us about Keith Carlos. What was the answer?
I said all of the above.
All of the above is correct. All right, so, yeah, so you win the flowers and the raffle ticket. And then Karen, Roberta, and Sarah, all of you stay on the line so we can get your information, because you will win the raffle tickets. All right, well, thank you so much. Hey, Lorianne, what do you do for a living?
I'm a nurse, and I'm actually headed to my first patient.
You what?
I'm a nurse.
Okay.
And I'm headed to my first patient right now.
Headed to your first patient. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we need to get your information so you can get to work then.
Sure.
Okay. Hang on the line. Thank you so much. Take care now.
No, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay. So before the break, I asked you the question, and I could tell it was going to be a long answer, which is good because it means a lot's happening. But the question was, since December 5th, when you became the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, how has your life changed? What happened first? What happened next? You know, I don't mean what did you go and get for dinner that night, but...
Well, my social media presence has been amazing.
How many followers do you have on Twitter, for example?
On Twitter right now, Twitter isn't as strong as Instagram right now, but
okay.
it's growing every day because we air in over, I believe, 200 countries, and like I believe we just finished up in the Philippines.
Wow.
Australia? Yeah. So each week, you know, our following is continually growing.
Oh, I see. So then it's finished. So now these people just found out you're the winner.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you're blowing up in Australia.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what about Facebook?
Facebook is going very well. I believe like 30,000? Yeah.
Wow.
30,000. On Instagram, it's 140 right now, and on Twitter, 85.
Thousand.
Thousand. Yeah.
140,000 on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now that's the one where the pictures disappear, right? So you keep putting up little tantalizing pictures knowing they're going to disappear.
That's
right?
Snapchat.
Oh, that's Snapchat.
That's Snapchat.
Oh, Instagram. Okay, that's right. So how about on Snapchat?
Snapchat actually just started last week.
Okay.
So I can't tell. I'm just
you
learning.
Can't tell?
I'm just learning the app, yeah.
Because you put a picture from the dental chair yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I did.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Caught you off guard.
Yeah. Okay, so now obviously social media is going crazy.
Social media presence.
What else?
You know, inquiries for, you know, interviews and hosting jobs, modeling work, of course, more, mm-hmm. you know, print ads. It's been a lot of traveling as well.
Right.
The most traveling I've ever done, you know.
Are people recognizing you now when you're on the plane or not?
Yes.
They are.
Definitely in the airport, you know.
Uh-huh.
One time in Canada, this young girl like screamed and started crying.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing the impact that the show has on these people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat. So did you sign an autograph?
Oh yeah, I did.
Good.
All the time. I feel like Justin Bieber sometimes, you know.
But you're one of the nice celebrities that actually will take time and sign autographs.
Oh yeah. I talk to my my fans on all the social media platforms. You know, I'm human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. And some people kind of do let that go to their head and forget that those are the people that make you who you are, really.
Yeah, most definitely.
If nobody's watching the show, nobody knows or cares about Keith Carlos, right?
Right, right. So I try to give back and give my advice to everyone that, you know, has questions or, you know, wants to know, you know, me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I respond. I respond back on all my social platforms. So.
Okay, that's good to know. So now... In your past, because when we did our x-rays, I'm going to go back dental on you, unless there's something else that you're doing. I mean, I'll tell you, where's the movie being shot?
It's being shot in New York and in Los Angeles.
And the name of it again is?
A Hollywood Tragedy.
Hollywood Tragedy.
Yes.
So somebody dies, I take it.
Possibly.
Possibly.
It could be me.
You think know? It could be you?
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, but we'll make sure you die with a smile on your face and no tooth pain, right?
Okay. Right?
So, yeah, I was going to ask you. We discovered that you're missing at least 3 teeth that you shouldn't be missing.
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of a wisdom tooth that doesn't need that. You don't need that one back because it's way in the back.
And I miss it though. It's my friend.
Well, yeah, but the one on the bottom is missing too. So the two friends went off into Tooth Fairy Land.
Oh my God.
So I guess my point is what was your thought process when you were in the dental chair? This is before fame, and I know the fortune hasn't come yet, but it probably will, and I'll probably hit you up for a loan at some point.
I accept that.
Okay. Hey, we have that on tape and video. But anyway, I thought he meant the loan part. He was thinking.
I was talking about the blessing.
Oh, no. I thought he meant the loan part.
Oh, the loan part. Of course.
Anyway, so what was your thought process when you had a choice? Save your tooth, have the tooth out. Like, why did you have the teeth extracted, those three that I'm talking about?
I had the tooth extracted because, you know, I really wanted the pain to stop. So, and that was the advice I was given, you know, have it pulled out.
The dentist didn't give you a choice to have a root canal and save it?
No, it was plan A.
They only gave you plan
A? Just pull it, yeah. Because I don't know if it was that bad or, you know, severe, but yeah, they just said, you know, let's get it out of there and you're
young.
They
didn't even talk to you about the cost of saving?
No.
Okay, so... For you folks listening, That's bad advice for a dentist, just to say, let's pull it. There are times when we can't save a tooth. That's absolutely correct. But more often than not, we can. And there's nothing better than the original equipment. You know, it's cheaper, by the way. Even though it might seem expensive on day one to go ahead and have the root canal, have the big filling, and have the crown. And we're going to do that to your lower left back tooth today. that is cheaper than having it extracted, bone grafted, wait 3 months for healing, having an implant placed, wait 3 more months for healing, and having a crown put on it.
Thank you. You know, that just,
you know,
added on to the nervousness.
Yeah, but for people that have to make a choice, they need to understand it's cheaper to save. It seems like it's more expensive to have the tooth saved.
Yeah.
Because they're comparing the cost of an extraction to the cost of the big filling, the root canal, and the crown. But keep in mind, those cost more than having it out and doing the implant.
Mm.
Plus, it's your own natural thing. You don't have to worry about rejection or anything like that. So I'm kind of sad to hear that the dentist didn't give you a choice, that they just said, let's pull it. And I think they were making a value judgment either about you. They were certainly making a decision for you. So if you're listening, don't let a dentist or a dental hygienist or dental assistant make that decision for you. If you want to save the tooth, and you're not sure that they're maybe being upfront and honest, because maybe it just fits into their day better. Let's just take this out because we can do that in 30 minutes. And to do that other stuff would be 2.5 hours and we don't have time today and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
If you're not sure or you have a question in your mind, get a second opinion. Okay. We'd be happy to take a look at an x-ray that somebody might email us and say, you know what? They're telling you the truth. That tooth is not savable. Go ahead and have it out. Or, you know what? I can save this tooth. So looking back, if you had known that, would you have saved the teeth?
Yeah, I'd have definitely saved it.
Yeah, because...
go through all this is insane.
Yeah, because you're already having to learn to look... when you smile, you put the left side of your face to the camera because that's where the hole is and is visible, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to know your angles.
Yeah, but you won't have to worry about that once we're all done.
Oh, no.
You can smile from all different directions, including... like if a big yawn or something, or you happen to sing, you don't sing, right? You just act.
Yeah, I can sing.
You can sing too.
I just don't sound good, you know.
That's a good point. I can sing too, but nobody wants to listen to me. So, but you know how when people are singing, their mouth's wide open, you'd see if they're missing teeth. You won't have to worry about that later. Hey, it looks like we're up against a break. We need to go. We need to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Keith Carlos from America's Next Top Model.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked? And while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years. What if I told you that you could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us today at 614-262-9588.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Smile.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. If you're just joining us, we have in the studio with us Keith Carlos, who is the first male winner of America's Next Top Model, the hit show on the CW. And we've been talking about the dental care that he's come to town to have done. We'll probably do a follow-up show. I was thinking about this maybe even next week after a lot of this care. You know, we might do a little get-together and do another little interview and have it on for next week's show so we can have the you're a little bit nervous today and you're worried, and then hopefully the show will be all about how it was better than you thought it would be, you know, not as scary as you thought it would be, and it didn't hurt as much as you thought it would, and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Because I will tell you that I've noticed that the bigger, stronger guys are the ones that are probably the biggest babies. Yeah, wimpy. Wimpy in the dental chair. So, like if you saw all of his ab muscles, I think he's got a 9-pack or a 12-pack or whatever, because they just keep going, you know? They go all the way up to his chin. But he is probably a little bit afraid of me, right, as a dentist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just little old me.
Yeah, you're the one to empower with all the utensils and knives and lasers. I don't know.
We have those, too.
Oh, my
yep.
God.
All right, so now it's time for a new feature of the show that we're calling Why in the World. So this week's topic, why in the world would Keith Carlos fly all the way to Columbus from L.A. to have me do his dental care?
Hmm.
You can feel free to chime in, but I think he's coming because you've spoken to some other celebrities, right?
Yes.
We've told you that we did a great job for them. You were told that we don't take shortcuts, that we take whatever time is necessary to do a great job, right?
Yes.
And then the fact that it's a one-stop shop, meaning you're going to get an awful lot of different procedures in one long appointment. So the idea of not having to go from dentist to dentist to dentist, and in your case, flying into Columbus over and over and over again, right?
Right.
And that you also know that we can sedate you for the involved procedures, which we have planning to do, and that you want the best, even if I'm not in your insurance company's network. Because really what that means is people should choose the best dentist for them and not let their insurance company decide. Would you agree with that?
Most definitely. You want to go with a dentist that's actually the best, you know?
Right.
And one thing that everyone spoke about was your quality and your detail, you know, in your work. So
that's cool. That's cool to hear.
Yeah, that's definitely the doctor I want working on me.
So when you do the Snapchat and the Facebook and the tweets and what was the other one? You're even on Tinder. What are you doing on Tinder?
I'm not on Tinder.
You're not on Tinder? No, okay.
I mean, somebody else started that.
Oh, somebody else did?
Yeah.
Okay. So they'll let other people know.
Right.
Cool. So let me just, I got to check my clock here and see how we're doing. I think we have just a little bit of time. We have 3 minutes. I just got the 3 minute signal. Good. Okay. So basically, so if you two want the best dental care, choose Dr. Kavicko and Associates, the number to call, 614-262-9588, and become our newest satisfied patient. You can't do that today because we're going to have Keith in the chair all day.
All day.
I mean, pretty much all day.
He's mine, folks.
That's pretty much it. So, okay, Keith, is there anything else you want listeners to know? Anything you would like to get out there before we sign off?
Yeah, you can follow me on my social media platforms. I'll keep you updated with everything I have going on. My Instagram is @KeithCarlos. My Twitter is @Keith_Carlos. And on Facebook, I'm Keith Carlos with the verified blue check. So, yeah, you can follow me and I'll keep you updated with everything I have going on and my upcoming schedule.
Now, what about your agent or if somebody wanted to hire you, do they go social media route, or do you have an email of your booking agent or something?
I have all the information on my social media platforms, so you'll be able to find that for bookings on my social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and we're going to get you on again, and we're going to get all your teeth fixed up and no pain after today. How about that?
That's awesome. Thanks for having me.
So that's all the time we have. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter @DrKavitko and visit my office Facebook page, which is Dr. Kavitko and Associates. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.